All right, ladies, thus commences team group call number three. Yay. Thank you all so much for being here through this busy holiday season, especially those of, well, all of you for sure, especially those of you who are in like 5,000 different things that I'm conducting right now. I really appreciate it. But for all of you. So let's go ahead and dive into tonight's call. We're going to do a pretty cool exercise in a little bit here to really drop into the entrepreneurial experience from like a different angle that we may not, or at least I didn't really think of doing when I was first starting out. So I'm excited to lead you ladies through that. And before we get there, we're going to do some accountability, some checking in, and just kind of recapping and Q&A. I know that there were some posts today in the Facebook group, which was awesome. You ladies sharing like, you know, what, where you're at within the elements and what you've, kind of taken away so far from what you've been able to dive into. So we're just going to do some recap of that here on the call. I don't want to be redundant, but there is a lot of value and accountability in sharing with each other where we're at on the journey. So we're going to hop into that too in a second. No need for introductions. We all know each other now. So that's great. Cool. All right. Any pressing, urgent questions or curiosities before we hop into things tonight? Okay. All right. Ooh, everyone's wearing maroon except for Jasmine. Where's your maroon? Like, wait a minute. There's a theme here. Okay. Anyway, I digress. All right. I'm going to share my screen with you ladies. I did create a workbook as per usual to facilitate our walkthrough here. All right. And I'm going to try to be conscious of like turning off the screen share so that we can all see each other more. I know that at least my view is limited to like five people on the screen. Is it the same for you ladies? Yeah. Okay, cool. And it'd be nice if we could all see each other. So I might toggle back and forth. All right. So,
Yvonne, are you on a lap, a computer, or yes, like an iPhone or something? So for me, when I have the gallery or the shared, at the top where it has the view options, mm-hmm. if I do side by side mode, and then to the right, there's actually like these two little bars that you can pull over, and then all of the videos show up over to the right.
You know, you've mentioned that before, Jess, and I appreciate you circling back. I don't have that option on mine. Does anyone else?
I do. When you go up to the top where it says view options, it says side by side mode. I haven't tried what Jessica just said though.
Okay. Interesting. I may not have that on my end, maybe because I'm the one sharing my screen or something. Right. I'll look into it for future calls. I really appreciate that reminder, Jess. I remember trying it before and I was like, mine doesn't do it.
Yeah, I can maybe try and take a screenshot too of mine so that you can see exactly what I'm doing.
That would be really helpful.
Sure.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, I feel that there's a lot of value in everyone being able to see everyone else. So if there's something that I'm missing there that we can all implement, that would be great. Cool. All right. So let's go ahead and start out with group accountability and updates. I'm doing my best to create time parameters around each section of our calls these days. So if you ladies are noticing a little more like structure around that, I want to do my best to be mindful of everything that we need to get to. So I'll be keeping an eye on the clock a little bit better, hopefully, with these parameters. At any rate, so we've got about 30 minutes or so to share progress reports. So that gives us about 3 or 4 minutes per person. So what I'd like to check in about is our 2-week goal updates. So 2 weeks ago and 2 weeks before that, we each individually set goals for ourselves. So I would love to hear how that's going with everybody. I would also like to hear how the Miracle Morning Challenge is going. We all kind of like started out with posting our shares and everything, and it's been a little bit quiet lately. I'm guilty as charged here as well. There's just so much going on in the holidays. It's my guess is like everyone's pretty busy, but I would just love to hear how that's going, if it's going. And then any module 3 questions, insights, or takeaways from the most, or not module, element 3 questions, insights, and takeaways that you may have. I probably won't speak to the question or answer the questions unless it's a pretty quick answer, but I will log them and I'll get back to you ladies in the Facebook group around anything that you're curious about. So let's do a circle share here. So I'll start. 2 week goals update. My goal last time that I had announced was to finally land on all of my branding elements and get everything dialed. So decide on my color palette, my font choices, my workbook and slide templates and themes, my photographs, like all the assets, like all the things. And I'm 98% of the way there. I did like a check-in with my photographer. He made some edits. So I'm like kind of piecemealing things and it's like all ready. And I just need to like put everything together into my style board and hand it over to my assistant and web designer so that they can start doing some cool stuff with that. So made some progress. Miracle morning update. Yeah, maybe 4 out of 7 days of the week. My 6:30 is happening. The other days are closer to 7 because I've been staying up late doing a lot of content writing. So there's that. And yeah, that's my share. I'll field it to Ren. How are things going for you?
Not too bad. I've misplaced my notes from last time, but I think my 2 week goal was to wrap up the last of the events for this year, and I did do that. I did that with an ornament painting party, and that was a lot of fun. I had 7 or 8 people come out. Yeah, I'll have to post some pictures later because I finally got those. Yeah, I finally got those over the weekend. my miracle morning. Yeah, I think probably three or four days out of the week, out of 7, it's probably fair. I've been hitting 6:40 more often than not, which I'm calling a win because mornings suck and I can't not hit that snooze button at least once. but there have been a couple of, like, I'm just not moving, 7 o'clock it is, so...
Cool. Any questions about element 3?
Not yet.
All right. Cool. Thanks for the updates and congrats on all of your events that you're doing. It's really, really exciting. And I know you have some cool things on the horizon too. So good job, Ren. Yay. Cool. Jess, how are things going for you?
Yeah, things are going pretty well. My 2 week goal was to get my landing page set up and that's nearly done. I've been kind of like playing with the different formats, making sure that it's all kind of looking the way that I want it to on different devices.
Oh my gosh.
It's super simple, but it's something. And this past weekend I went to like a full day startup boot camp in Chicago, and my goal was to have like business cards and like something that I could actually talk about while I was there. So even though the site wasn't live, I did have like business cards and everybody there was like very beginning stages. So I felt totally fine being like, here's the website. It's totally not up yet, but like, here's my contact info and I'd be happy to like keep you updated as things move forward. So, so that really was like the main purpose of that deadline, just aside from progress. And so I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah. Congrats. That's amazing.
Miracle morning. Last week was, or this week, like whatever, since this past Tuesday, not so much on track. The week prior I was very much on track. So I think it's just like everything going on. I was feeling good about making progress. So I was kind of giving myself a little permission to be like, okay, like you're in a flow. It's okay. Just like do it, keep going with it. But it is something that I want to reestablish.
Cool. All right. And any questions or takeaways, insights? It sounds like you had a couple of insights around element 3.
Well, yeah, I was reflecting, not necessarily as I was going through element 3, but I was like checking in with what I had previously determined for myself. in this step. And yeah, so like my original idea I felt was like very kind of boxed in the ways that I thought that I would be able to make this work. And so reading, actually it was the $100 startup that really kind of helped me see past what my like existing walls were. But yeah, so like just some of those descriptions of all the different ways that you can start generating revenue that are a little bit more creative than I was originally thinking was really helpful. And then also really honing in on like, okay, I definitely don't want to try and build this like massive empire where there's a whole bunch of people telling me what to do all the time because I owe them a shitload of money. Like that's not going to feel good. So, so making sure that like the revenue streams that I was dreaming up were in alignment with being able to sustain myself without external support to like a degree that I'm not comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Great. Good for you. Yeah. That is such an important permission piece in all of this, is doing what we need to do, but making sure that we're not doing things that are out of alignment with us or our business. So I appreciate that you're, yeah, that you've made those shifts and you're holding the line for that integrity. Cool. Yay. Let's see here. Jasmine.
So my 2-week goals were to do my first batch check-in with you, and my first Friday went, I think really well. I actually spent the time that I wanted to that week, and I felt really good about that. This past week, I didn't, spend as much time, although I did get some of my like progress checkpoints for that week done. So I did my first 2 batch check-ins, I didn't get to fully finish module 2, which I think goes along with for the third element. Like part of what I'm trying to do is just get to be able to get to where everyone's at. And I first am identifying like character strengths. And I'm at the place right now where I love the exercises in today's character strengths. I was like, this is me. This is describing who I am. And then your next questions are like, how can you apply this to your personal life, your professional life, your career? And then I'm like, oh, get distracted. Don't answer the hard stuff. Just do the really fun activities that says like, you know, your social intelligence level is really high, and then pretend like you have to go cook something so you can't figure out how to actually incorporate it into your life. So that happened today. That's how that's going. And I'm working on it. It's hard. That's the hard part. So I don't know the answers, and my personality is like, if I don't know the answers, I don't want to do it. If I'm not good at it, I don't want to do it. So I'm working through that. And then my Miracle Morning's really actually going well. That Alarmy app you sent, it's the devil, but it gets my ass out of bed. I have to take a picture of my freaking bathroom wall every morning. And sometimes I try to dismiss it in my sleep. Like I try to pretend like to know where the button is to press, but that doesn't work. So it's been going really well. I don't know how you have time to do all the savers if you actually like have to get up and go to work and you have 2 kids. Like I have 45 minutes and I'm finding that I wake up, I brush my teeth, I drink my water, I stretch, I exercise. And by that point, like I don't have time to do like the affirmations and the visualizations and the writing. So I'm splitting that up and I'm doing those at night. But I do think like I would feel really, you too. I do think I'd feel really good in the morning, like affirming myself, setting intentions for the day and like having such a clear, I don't know, path for the day. But I guess I need to set it 20 minutes earlier. It's just 5 a.m. is hard. It's hard as it is, so splitting it up has been working. My third goal was to organize the people that I'm mentoring and tutoring at work, and I did that too. I kind of laid some groundwork for this kid that I'm mentoring to stop bailing on me. So was it good?
Good, yeah. Great progress. Damn, good job, Jess. Good.
I feel like I'm not, because I'm not like I want to have everything done, and I'm just it's okay. It's better to do it than just breeze. It's better to incorporate it and do it than to just breeze through everything to like stay on track.
100,000%. Yes. Yeah, like, so. please don't rush through this stuff.
Yeah.
It's so important. Yeah. And I hear you. Like, I have conversations similar to this. I've probably had this conversation with like a lot of you that are actually here right now, around, now that I think about it, around like, you know, being in the process and in like enjoying the moment, and as eager as you are, we all are, to like find our purpose and do the thing and have our business and, you know, be there, like achieve the, whatever the milestone is. We have to do that. We have to lay the foundation.
The work.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's just so much growth. If we can just be in acceptance of the growth that's happening in the present moment and stop resisting it, we make life a little bit easier on ourselves. But yeah, you're certainly not alone. Like, it's very, especially like the first, I would say like, especially the first month or so of the coaching journey, as you like start working through the modules and there's this drive and this desire to like figure it out, you know, like it's almost torturous, because it's like, just want to hurry it up. Who can relate with
that? Vacillate between like overwhelmed and I can't do it, and like, I'm going to do this. I can just run the world and there's no way I'm going to be able to figure this out. And it's like that, like this every day, but it's good. So thank you. Thanks for everyone being patient.
Thanks for being patient with you, as patient as you can with yourself. Much appreciated. Amy, how are you doing? I don't know if you were here when I was doing the screen share, but we're doing a little bit of a check-in around how are your 2-week goals going, Miracle Morning, and if you have any questions or shares around Element 3.
Okay, yeah, so I was a little late getting on. I couldn't find the number.
And we're happy you're here.
But yeah, I found it. So anyway, I guess I'll start with the 2-week goals. So I know one of them was for me to, because I have such a long list of like possibilities as far as things that I might want to do, I said I was going to write them all down and then kind of narrow down to like my top 5. So I did do the writing down part. I did like the whole brain dump. I kind of just sat one day and just wrote everything that came to my head as far as, you know, what I think I might want to do or try or, you know, and a lot of them, I don't know if they're really considered, I don't know, major businesses or more like side hustles. So I kind of just wrote them all down. Cool. Did I narrow them down? Sort of. Not really into 5 though. More like, I don't know, between like 5 and 10 I have. So
great.
I did narrow it down a little bit, but not as narrowed as I would have liked to. So I'll keep working on that. I think my other goal was to fine tune my schedule. And I think I mentioned to you, this week was not so great with blocking out time. Not for really any particular reason other than just things came up, like unexpected things came up with my kids and just with the holidays. And, you know, I don't want to, we're a big holiday family. I don't want to neglect doing things with my kids to, you know, do this. Although this is really important to me and I have been finding the time, but, you know, like Sunday we went out for the day and looked at lights and did the whole, aww, you know, it's very rare that it's just me and my 3 kids. It's usually where they bring their friends along and all that. So I didn't want to say no to that. So that took up like all my Sunday, and because I work all week and it's just hard, but I don't want to complain about it. I'm sure we all have our issues. Mm-hmm. But so as far as my scheduling, it wasn't great this week, but I'm going to try again. And I'm you know, I bought that planner and it doesn't really go into effect until January. So that's kind of annoying. So I kind of have to make copies of it and it's just annoying. But so I'll do that again and start that tonight and hopefully block some time for the rest of this week and the weekend. And once, I don't have like a, you know, like a break at Christmas, but I do have like that week where I'm either working from home or off. So that'll give me definitely some more time. And my kids won't have any of their after school activities for me to pick them up and drop them off. So that'll definitely help. Mm-hmm. And even the week after too is kind of slow. Miracle Morning's going well. I also love that app. It's kind of annoying. I think the first picture I took was like way too intricate. And I swear the next day when I had to take a picture of it, it would not work. I kept saying, that's not the right picture. That's not the right picture. That's not the right picture. And I was like, oh my God, ready to throw my phone across the room. But it finally worked, and I was, or worked, and it was, I was wide awake. So it worked. But it's been going well. I try and do all the savers, but not for as long as I would like to. And definitely not the exercise one. I'm more of a nighttime exerciser. So, you know, I do a little bit in the morning, but nothing substantial. And then as far as getting done this element 3, so I had high hopes that I would maybe get home from work and finish 3.1 and 3.2, and that did not happen. So I'm almost done 3.1, but again, like Jasmine says, I definitely don't want to rush through it. Like, I feel like sometimes I'm just, you know, pretty much like what she said, I'm trying to rush and get through the elements and the modules. And we've talked about this before, and you've really helped me with the color coding and the, you know, prioritizing it. And that has definitely helped. But I don't want to rush through this element 3. So I'm, you know, just going to take my time and do it right. And hopefully get out of it what I feel like I'm hearing a lot of the other, you know, tribe have gotten out of it. So That's where I'm at with that.
All right. Thanks for your shares. I appreciate that. And I swear, I much prefer you ladies to go through it and digest it at an intentional pace versus just like getting it done for the sake of getting it done. If that means that you fall behind, that's totally fine. And there is no behind necessarily. The trajectory and the momentum that the cohort is going at is what it is, because I, you know, as much as I'd love to extend this out to like a year long thing, I know that some people, like, there's just different paces and people are at different parts of the process, but by no means does that mean that everybody has to like jam through all this stuff and like stress yourselves out trying to get everything done. I mean, the information's there when you need it and you can go through it at the pace that you can. And the point of this is for you to learn, but also to feel supported. So it's okay. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Let's see here. Herky, how are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So for me, as far as the 2-week goals go, not so good on the landing page. That was my goal. I wasn't able to accomplish that. as far as the morning, miracle morning goes, again, I had to, for me, it's more of miracle evenings now than mornings, because as I was telling you, I'm facing a lot of issues with my daughter refusing to go to school, and I can get up at 5 or 4 or even 3 a.m., but it gets very difficult. The mornings are very, very rough. So all the more I should be doing it, I do try to wake up and at least have some time to do yoga and meditation, at least, if nothing else. But yeah, it's the mornings are really stressful for me. Mm-hmm. But I found that I have consciously, for the past 10 days, I'm sitting in the evenings and I'm having a really, really good time. I do what I usually do in the mornings. I never tried evenings because they're usually, you know, very busy. Mm-hmm. But I just block out some time and sit. And I'm also doing this. So one of the elements I was reading, and then you said refer back to the life on purpose. And I went reading about somewhere there, and I found Inner Bonding. You had mentioned that book. I have it here with me.
Yay!
It's a fantastic, I ordered it from Amazon because I think it is such a fantastic book in terms of inner child work and lots of, you know, things that come up. And I just realized, like, as an entrepreneur, I mean, other than what we start off with, maybe at least for me, it was more like, I want to move away from corporate and I want to do something I like. And now it's more like, you know, I can't escape what I'm feeling as an entrepreneur. If anything, it'll give me the chance to grow as a human being. And whatever I'm feeling, whether it's, will I make a stable income? Is this content really good, what I am saying? Or is it worth it? Or your self-worth? Or, you know, all those things and all your shit from childhood that comes to you, I feel like until you have a handle on that, or while it's an ongoing process. I've been really enjoying. So doing this, I do the inner bonding in the evening and I do some meditation, and it's really helping me stay centered through the difficult time. Also, we're wrapping things up at work. So December 31st, my project is ending, but I don't know what is my next project or where I'm going. So maybe I'm going to keep not very aggressive goals until the end of the year, because I'll have family over. Last week I was at the concert with my daughter, Taylor Swift.
Yes. And, so cool.
And this week I have nieces and nephews coming for Christmas. So I'm enjoying, let's say I'm more of an acceptance mode of the way I'm going. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing.
And element three, I really enjoyed, because it, you know, like I said, it was in the foundational, the example you gave of a house. How do you want it? Where do you want it? So it just makes you question, rather than just jumping into it. You kind of question, what exactly do you want? And yes, do you want to, you know, how far do you want to scale? And do you want this certain lifestyle? And do you want support? So yeah, when I was answering all those questions, I think it was very good and very helpful.
Beautiful. Thanks for that feedback. I'm really glad that was helpful for you. And thank you for taking the time to really tune into the importance and depth of those questions instead of kind of just like breezing through them. I'm grateful for that. And for everybody, but really, I mean, Amy kind of mentions a flavor of this, and Herky you as well, like with the holidays happening, family is priority, right? Like, I just want to put things in perspective here. And I appreciate that all of you are wanting to, like, you know, work on the elements and the modules and your coaching. Like, thank you so much. And that's amazing. And of course, that's going to be rewarding. And at the same time, what is all of this for if we don't, you know, create the time to spend with our families, especially during the holidays? So I just want to make it very, very clear, ladies, that especially this time of year, like, we're playing with some tricky terrain with the timing of things and the schedules and, you know, family and things like that. Please prioritize your families. Please prioritize yourselves and your relaxation and your relationships. Like, we'll get to the elements. Like, they're not going anywhere. We'll get to them. I'm not letting you off the hook. But at the same time, family is number one. You know, well, health and well-being and family are number one. So if that means you don't finish, you know, element three until January, cool. You know, totally fine with me. So let's see here. Who did I reach? Tara, hi. Update from you.
Hi.
Were you here when I was sharing my screen? We're doing a little update around a few themes. How is your 2-week goal going? Your miracle morning? And then any questions that you have?
Oh, thank you. First of all, sorry my screen is off. My kids are home and they are not normally home on Tuesday. So just a little bit of advice. Make sure you have kids with someone who pulls their weight. And that's all I'm going to say. I have already made multiple snack plates and rescued a cat since I've been on the phone with you ladies. So it has been busy over here.
Wow.
So my 2-week goal, oh my goodness. I'm sorry. Do you want to come back to me?
I'll circle back to you. Yep. Sounds like there's a fire to put out. Real or perceived. You ladies who are mothers, I just surrender and bow down. Amazing. Kim, how are things going for you?
Hello.
Hi.
Let's see. 2-week goals, right?
Yes. Okay. How are your 2-week goals going? And then miracle morning progress and any insights that you have from element three.
Okay, I'm sorry that my screen is blank, but I am being the mommy taxi. So I just dropped my son off to get his hair twisted, ran Camille to work. Now I'm back out here to pick him up. So my 2-week goal, I got my site up. It's live.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And one of my, I have my profile up on Yelp.
Yay.
One of them.
Yay. Awesome.
Thank you. Miracle morning last week was great. This week, not so great. and that's just because my sleep has been off because I've been waking up in the middle of the night. Hot flashes are a mother. So, and so then I've just been up. And so then it's hard to get up at my 5:30 time. So today I got up like 15 minutes late. So I was up at 5:45. So I kind of got it done. Did a little bit, not a lot. Last week I did have to split up my savers, but, and so some days I did yoga in the morning. Sometimes I did it after. Sometimes I wrote in the morning. Sometimes I wrote after. So it just depended. And the third element I did not get to yet.
Okay. All right. Congrats. Congrats on the website. That's a really such a great milestone, such an important and exciting milestone.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Kim got to experience, well, she's mentoring under me for a year, and that we were like, there was a lot of work that Kim did. Bless your heart, Kim. I put you through like the PhD level of coach training. But there's so many elements that go into the information on a website. And I just want to say that, yes, you have a website up, but included on that website is your About Me page, is your services, your packages, your the catch phrases of what it is that you do for your ideal clients. Like, you took all of the stuff that I had you unpack over, you know, a very long time and like infused it into your website. I'm so proud of you.
Yes, thank you. Well, thank you, because without you and the way that you taught me how to do it, it was amazing, because I literally had everything I needed by the time it was time to do that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Absolutely.
I'm wondering if you would be willing to share that with us, because I would love to see examples of great sites, and I bet yours is one of them.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Yes, I will put it in the team. Do you want me to put it in the team?
That would be great. Yeah, Kim, if you're willing to.
Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, I'll do that.
Cool. And this is Kim's, it's her MVP site. This was her like moving through like good is better than perfect, right? So she and I are still like kind of having side conversations around like little modifications and things like that. But for what it is, like now she has a storefront and people know where to find her and she can start booking clients. And she set up her calendar too. So exciting.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being such an inspiring model for us of what's possible when we keep making the steps incrementally. Super cool.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Aliana, how are things going for you? She might be with her baby right now. I will go to Ashley. How are we doing?
Hello. Two-week goal. I went well. My goal was to get a little bit farther along and do some of the operational stuff for my freelance business for PR and communications. So I actually started talking to people and telling people that I'm open and available for freelancing and all that, as well as I submitted for my LLC today for that. So that's good.
Yes.
So that's going really well. And it's been great to just talk to people about not only with what I was doing from a, you know, PR and communications from a pharmaceutical perspective or for companies, but also been talking to people in the health and wellness space and, you know, meeting with different people there. So that's exciting too, because I would much rather help people in the health and wellness space with PR and comms than pharma companies. So that's good. Miracle morning. It's going okay. I haven't been getting up at 6:30, but I have been getting up at 7. So that's good. And I do still do, I have my own, my morning practice down that I do, but I kind of wanted to incorporate longer meditations and some additional, like in doing the affirmation stuff, which I've got, been okay. The main thing is I just need to get up earlier. So I need to focus more on that. And then in terms of the element three, I found it really good, and it was great to kind of think through the different ways you can monetize things as well as the different ways you can set up businesses. My struggle with it now is after going through all of it, I'm still in the phase where I'm not quite like sure what my MVP or what my service looks like, because there's a lot of different ways that I could go. So it was hard to like nail down which way I want to go. I have an idea. I don't want to be a super large corporation. Obviously I want to be some, or I don't want to be that. I want to be something smaller. But in terms of getting mindfulness in education and the public school system, it's like, where do I even start? It's like, or do I start with adults, or is it an online program, or is it just me coming up with a weekly program for a local school, or is it coaching, or do I just focus on my freelance business and help people in the health and wellness space and see where that goes? I don't know. So that's kind of where my struggle with that element was, because it was like, how do I get a little bit more specific when I have a lot of different directions I could go. So
cool. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. And fortunately, the next couple of elements are totally speaking to that and navigating these like decision matrices that we find ourselves in when we're like, okay, so what do I do now? I kind of figured out what I want to do. What's next? So yeah, thanks for sharing that. Cool. All right. So I'm going to go. Oh, I'll circle back to you, Tara, if you're available to share, but no pressure if you're not. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Calm down over here. So my 2-week goal was to get some clients, and I didn't make it. And I was like, man, what am I going to tell the girls? Like, oh, that's super depressing. But you know what? I'm like so happy that I just like keep pushing through and like going on this journey, and like goal schmoll. I didn't make it, but I'm still like pushing through every day and like coming. I mean, you've sort of seen some of my shares, like I'm coming up on some very emotional things, and but there's like progress, and it's not perfect, but I'm moving forward. And today I had this like awesome meeting with a friend of a friend who's like a marketing gal. She has her own marketing company, and she gave me some really awesome tips and advice. Ooh. And so I feel like I have more idea of like my next steps. And this like this whole process, it really feels like a reorganization of the brain. Like these are new like steps and like new avenues. And I like sometimes I can feel my little like neurons like spin away and like building new paths. And I'm like, ah, this is taking forever. But then like with practice, it's like, okay, I'm kind of getting it now. And so I think that's just the way it's gonna be. And anyway, so Miracle Morning is going pretty good. I think I'm like pretty average with you guys, like 3, maybe 4 days a week. With like definitely like intention to like keep it up. Like every night I like plan out what I'm going to do for the morning, and sometimes I don't wake up and sometimes I do, but I still like plan for it and set that intention. And then I don't really have any questions about element three. I did start to go through it, but it is one that I want to take time with and digest more too. I think it's pretty valuable. I had reached out to you, Fawn, last week about like going and looking over like more gremlin work, and you sent over a couple modules from Life Fund Purpose that I've been really diving into.
Awesome.
First.
Mm-hmm. Great.
It's like gremlins are awful, and they are prevalent, and they're everywhere. And something right. has to be done. They cannot exist anymore. So
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, who can relate with that? Like the gremlins that just like damn things just seem to be like ever present, right? It's like we finally like get on our personal development journey. We're like feeling good. Okay, I think I want to start a business. I'm feeling pretty good. We start a business. It's like, fuck, like there's gremlins everywhere. Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Tara. And I appreciate your levity about all of this, you know, and taking it easy on yourself. And I'm hearing that you're not necessarily meeting your goals, but you're allowing yourself the permission to not meet your goals because you're doing your best and you're moving forward and you're continuing to grow and learn. And that's what's important, that resilience and that determination and, you know, being able to kind of take it all in stride. So thanks for that. Yeah. Beautiful. Cool. Thanks for the check-in, lady. Oh, Bryn, didn't hear from you. Sorry about that. Bryn, quick update here.
Sorry, it took me a minute to unmute.
No worries.
So my 2-week goal was to set up a meetup group, which I did, and it went live today.
Woo!
And there's 15 people who have joined already. So I'm pretty excited about that. That means we have to make plans now. So the woman I'm doing it with, we're meeting up tomorrow evening and we're going to plan out our first meeting. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Thanks. Miracle mornings. I'm pretty good with those, during the week because I'm on a schedule, but on the weekends they kind of fall to the wayside. I also do my exercising later. I actually exercise at lunchtime at work, which is convenient for me. So, but yeah, so I actually just recently incorporated visualizations and affirmations into my morning. So I'm getting up an extra 20 minutes early now. And it hasn't been that difficult. I thought it was going to be really hard to drag my butt out of bed, but it hasn't been that bad. So, what was next?
Any questions or insights from
Element 3? Yeah. So I feel like I went through them too quickly. Again, I always get the feeling I got to get the work done, got to get it done in time. And I feel like I need to go circle back around and kind of try to, absorb the information a little more. So,
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thanks for that feedback. That's really, and it's okay. It's totally, totally okay. And you're just starting your coaching journey and like working through, like you're juggling the same balls that a couple of other ladies in the group are. So yeah, totally, totally cool. Thank you for that check-in and congrats on the meetup. That's really exciting. Keep us posted.
I will.
Yay. Cool. Okay. So thank you for the check-in, ladies. And I, especially during this time of year, I appreciate that all of you are continuing to put one foot in front of the other in the best way that you can through the, you know, everything that you've got going on related to your coaching, however that might be taking shape right now. So great, great stuff. I'm going to hold the line for the next couple of weeks to be almost like an incubator in a way. And then in January, we'll like hit the ground running, holidays will be over and we can start like maybe getting on the same page as a crew and like moving through things with a more, I don't know, like just more streamlined, I guess, or more organized since the holidays will be behind us. So for the next couple of weeks, I'm still going to roll out Element 4 and Element 5. But I also just want everyone to know that there's no urgency around it necessarily, like, you know, get to it if you can, if you have the capacity. But I think what I would like to do is let these next couple of weeks be an opportunity for y'all to be with your families and like live your lives and catch up maybe on the elements or dive deeper into them. And then we'll probably hit the ground running pretty intentionally with module 4 and or into module 5. So does that sound okay with everybody? Is that all right? Okay. I know that some of you are like down the road in your journey a little bit right now. And there might be a feeling of like, can't we just get to like, you know, branding or launching or what's a funnel? Like we will get there, I promise. But for the sake of the majority of the group and what I'm kind of feeling into right now is that it would be nice to just like kind of let off the gas for a little bit, let the holidays blow through, and then we can pick everything up on the other side. Sound good? Okay. All right. Cool. Thank you. And for those of you who might be more advanced in your journey, if there's anything specific that you are like working through right now or could use some support around, you're more than welcome to post that in Team or email me directly or set up a coaching session. And I'm happy to like one-on-one with you about whatever it is that you're working on too, like kind of on the side. So, cool. All right. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen again here. And we're going to do, I'm going to do a real quick recap of something that was in module three, just so everybody is literally and figuratively on the same page. And then we're going to do a group exercise. So in module or element 3.2, I broke down what I consider to be, and I think it's pretty unanimous of a lot of the literature out there and the, you know, business folk out there as well, that when we really boil things down, business come like it really distills into three pretty key components. Yes, there's so much more to it. I'm not trying to say that these are the only three or like, oh, just get these right and you'll be, you know, money's going to start pouring in. What this is to speak to and serve as like a foundational framework to just simplify it for everybody so that you know what the core important core components are. So this, and I'm sharing this so that you have the information, but also in contrast to what we may think or any preconceived notions that we may have going into like entrepreneurship or business, where at least myself, I used to have so many misperceptions. It's hilarious. But, you know, any thoughts around like, oh, that it's about the product and it's about profit, you know, or it's about this or that. And those are like derivatives. Those are things that are symptomatic of a healthy business, right? Successful products or a huge audience, but they're actually not really the core essential foundation. So the three steps here, provide value to those who need or want it. So this is, you know, like what is your market or audiences? Who's your market or audience? What are their pain points or what are their desires or what do they want to believe about themselves? And we'll get more into this definitely in the next couple of elements. And then step two is tell stories about that value that people want to believe, right? So marketing kind of is super simplified there. And this is such an underrated part of the equation here too, because it can seem almost like a two-step process where it's like, solve a pain point valuably, make money from that, right? But the middle essence of this is, in fact, it's more about psychology than the actual value, or it's equally as important insofar as oftentimes when we purchase something or when we, you know, pay for a product, service, or technology, it's about how we feel about ourselves when we do it or the story we're telling ourselves when we buy the thing, right? Or have the thing or experience the thing. It's like, you know, there's a lot of like emotion to this that is, it's aside from the direct one-to-one value of the product, service, or technology. So that's valuable. And then receive energy, usually money, in exchange for and in excess of the value that you provide. So revenue and profit. So tonight we're going to focus on step one, the value element of this, because this really, really, really is the core of all of it. And element four is going to be talking about this as well. How to tune into all of this, but it's really going to be focused on value as well as the people who are seeking or needing or wanting that value. So we're going to start like talking about business ideas, but also start talking about who's the audience that you really want to serve and what are they experiencing that they would like solutions for or stories for. So focusing on value tonight, I'm going to walk you ladies through a thought exercise. It's not necessarily a meditation, but it's just something I'm going to have you consider for a couple of moments. And then we're going to go into a group exercise. Time check. Yeah, cool. So I'm inverting this in this exercise insofar as instead of thinking about what can, you know, as an entrepreneur, like, what can my business idea be? Or what can I create that is monetizable? Or even who is my ideal audience and ideal client? All those things are important. and we'll be getting to those. But it's also really important that we know on a personal level as consumers and as customers and as clients and as an audience, that we know what the experience of value feels like to us, right? And how that connects with the human experience, so that we can think about that almost like getting in the heads of our market, but we're using ourselves as like the guinea pigs for that, or the thought experiment around that. So the better we know what triggers us to buy, or what emotionalizes us to purchase, or what has us desiring certain things, and how we seek out information or solutions to those things, that is very, very insightful when it comes to surveying our market and testing our ideas and kind of tuning in with who it is we want to serve. So what I would like for you ladies to do is think of three examples. Oh, here's a fun anecdote here for a second. So I have a lot of friends in San Francisco in the startup world, whether they're like founders or they work for startups, because San Francisco is like startup mecca, right? And years back when I was hanging out a lot in those circles, a friend of mine was joking but very serious and saying that business is all about extreme value. And he used like the really cheesy like monster truck voice about it, like extreme value. And it just became a thing in our crew, but it also became this accountability check-in around anything we were developing within our businesses or our startups or whatever. It's like, but are you delivering extreme value? So that's something to keep in mind. And this will serve you like exponentially along your journey. Whatever it is that you create, whether it's a doormat or a fancy gadget or a relationship tool or technique, whatever it is, if extreme value is built in and embedded into what it is that you are giving to the world, you are going to do really well, most likely. It's a very good indicator of your success and how well received you will be. So just think about extreme value as you're kind of idea testing, theorizing, simulating, checking into your markets or your audience, like, ooh, would my audience, they would probably want a solution for that. And think about how you could, after you do your competitive analysis in the market of like who, what else is out there that's serving that need, how can you differentiate yourself in a way that you're giving extreme value, right? Not just value, not just like meeting the mark, but superseding that in some way. So what I would like you ladies to do is think of, I'm going to say 1 to 3 examples of extreme value experiences that you've had by way of a product, service, technology, or a business or a company. So an example of when you were like, what, like wowed as a customer, where it was just like, oh my gosh, like I am being so taken care of right now, or like, this is so much more amazing than I thought it would be. So consider like the customer service that may have been involved. Sometimes it's like the customer service can make or break the difference big time. Was it the product or technology, maybe the performance of the thing that you got? Like, for example, this water bottle I'm obsessed with, and I always buy backups in case I lose them when I travel. Just the functionality I think is incredible. So maybe it's the quality that wowed you, and do you have any enthusiasm or loyalty to any particular brands where you're like, yeah, I'm a Patagonia, you know, outdoor wear person. Like I don't wear Columbia, I wear Patagonia. For example, any unexpected perks, benefits, or over delivery that you received from that wow experience, or maybe it's about the longevity of the satisfaction where you found yourself like repeating the wow experience. Like, gosh, I love this so much. That's how I feel when I drive my car, to be honest. Like, it's one of my wow experiences. I love my car. Without exaggeration, I feel that way a lot. So take a moment to think about, let's just use one wow experience actually. And then we're going to go into a group exercise, and I'm going to have you ladies ask each other about what it was that was wowy about it. So I'll give you maybe 15, 20 seconds here, and I'll turn off the screen share for a moment too. Is this making sense? If anyone has any questions, feel free to raise your hands. Okay. one more thing to maybe tune into with this wow experience as well is, did it feel like this product, service, the technology was like made exactly for you? Were you like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what I needed? If so, what maybe was it about that where that had you feeling that way? Okay, 10 more seconds. Write down your thoughts. Jasmine's like, what kind of water bottle? What kind of car? Great questions. This is a Tall, T-A-L, water bottle. Not proud of it, but I get them at Walmart because that seems to be the only retailer. But they're 40 ounces, which I love because I drink a ton of water, and it has a really convenient handle and a twist top. So it's really like, doesn't open accidentally anywhere. Vanna White over here for you ladies right now. And I have a new Honda Civic, and it's bright fire engine red, and it's so sexy, and I just love everything about it. And it's got these like drop down coupe seats. It's super fun and zingy. Thanks for asking, Jess. You can tell like I'm a super fan of these items, right? Cool. All right. So this is how we want people to feel about our business, right? The whole point of this exercise is like, let's drop into what it feels like to be on the receiving end of our ideal business and customer, right? And we want to keep this in mind. So let's do a group activity here, group share. This may seem like pretty simple stuff, ladies, but I promise you there is so much value in getting on the inside of your consumerism. Like, as weird as that sounds, like the more you can like check in with yourself and like go into the world with this expanded consciousness around, or I called it like new business eyes, and like, okay, like why did I just buy that Starbucks coffee, or what had me just say yes to da 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 da? Like, get into your own psychology of consumerism and purchase behavior, and it's then you're going to know how to like read and study your audience even that much better. So, all right, cool. So we're going to go in a circle round robin style, as we've done several times before, and I would love for each of you to choose one of the following questions to ask one of your teammates. So I'll go through these questions, and then I will choose someone to start our round robin here. So question one is, what was specifically valuable about the product, service, technology, or company, and how was that value delivered? Second one, when or how did you know that you were experiencing extreme value, and how were your expectations exceeded? What needs or core values of yours were met? What emotions did you experience throughout? What positive stories or beliefs about yourself or the company occurred throughout the experience? And then I put a what else there, because oftentimes there's more beliefs than we realize that we've developed in the exchange. Cool. Is this making sense? Is everyone okay to get into each other's brains and buying behaviors? Cool. All right. This also, just a quick note here, this hopefully also will be helpful in understanding that purchasing is a positive thing when it is based in extreme value and when it's based in integrity. I know that there's a lot of gremlins that come up for a lot of us around money and sales, and like, we don't want to feel salesy and we feel weird selling our stuff and like promoting ourselves, and like that can all feel really sticky, icky, weird. But this exercise and some other things we're going to be doing will hopefully help us realize, like, I told my mentors this all the time. I'm so glad that you sold to me. Like, I'm thrilled that I gave you thousands of my dollars. So being sold to or selling to other people is a positive thing, and understanding why is helpful with that. Okay. All right. So let's start with, actually, Herky, I know that you might have to hop off soon. So I'll have Jasmine actually ask one of these questions to Herky, if you'd be willing, Jazz.
Sure. So Herky, what emotions did you experience throughout, this, I guess, interaction for the valuable product, service, or technology that you were delivered?
Yeah, so for me, it's one of the retreats I went to where I found it very valuable. And emotions were like, I felt very uplifted during and after. And I felt really grateful that I had an amazing experience. It was a 4-day spiritual retreat in upstate New York. And I just felt like everything about it was, you know, about nature, hospitality, attention to detail. And I just emerged so empowered and so refreshed that I was really grateful. Yeah, so I was happy, uplifted, motivated, feeling more powerful. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it sounds wonderful. What kind of retreat was it?
It's called Brahma Kumari Retreat. It's, I can put it in the chat or Teams. Yeah,
that sounds wonderful. Yeah, what an awesome experience. Thanks.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Wow. How long ago was that, Herky?
5 years, maybe.
Sounds like it still conjures up a really positive experience for you just thinking about it.
Yeah. And I left the kids and I went. And they just take donations. They don't even charge.
Wow. Amazing. Thanks for sharing that. Cool. Would you be willing to ask Kim one of these questions?
Sure. So, Kim, when or how did you know that you were experiencing extreme value, and how were your expectations exceeded?
I think as soon as I walked in, I realized it was extreme value just because of the setup. It was a 2-day seminar, and it was called the Esther Experience. And it was just walking in the door to see how everything was set up. It was just, I think every bit of your senses was just heightened with that. And what was the second part? How do I know that I was experiencing extreme value?
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my phone and it's kind of little. How are my expectations exceeded? I think what I was planning on doing was walking into a place and maybe sitting a little bit and getting like not lectured to, but more of a sit and get type experience. And it wasn't, it was musical. It was, people right there who were listening to you, understanding you. It was. And they gave little gifts. I mean, that was unexpected. It was just a whole experience. Like, you felt like you were Esther as she was becoming who she was. So going through the whole installation or ceremonial thing of becoming who she was, it was amazing. So, yeah.
Wow. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that, Kim. That sounds like extreme value for sure. Yeah. Who hosts, I'm trying to remember who hosts that. Is that, who's the host of that workshop, that seminar?
The church that I was going to, her name is Kathy Thomas.
Okay.
And it's from Victory Assembly.
Yeah, I actually just looked it up. It says it's Gina DeVee.
Right, yeah, Gina has an Esther. That's what I thought. I think there's two going on.
Oh, does
there's
she?
Queen, yeah, okay. Esther, it says, the same thing. I don't know if that's the same thing, but.
It's different.
Oh, okay, yep.
I was like, you went to Gina DeVee's seminar and you didn't tell me.
No, I, you know, I would have said something about that. I didn't even know she had one. And I swear I looked at her website. I got to look that up again. So, yeah, definitely was not hers. But it was just a really nice experience. And I hear that they've taken it on the road. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that sounds really valuable.
You're welcome.
Cool. Would you be willing to check in with, let's see, Tara?
Sure. Let's see. I need to choose a question.
Oh, my bad. I'm so sorry.
I can't see him.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Hi, Tara. Let's see. What positive stories or beliefs about yourself or the company occurred throughout the experience?
So I'm trying to think of a good example of getting extreme value, and I feel like I've like seen it a lot in like services I've gotten in, like hair or, you know, whatever. But then I remember there's this, and this is kind of small, but it like was a happy surprise. There's this local gal who sells items that she makes, and I ordered some things and it came in the mail, and it was like really thoughtfully and like beautifully wrapped, and like, and then she like wrote a personal note to me, and it just felt like really personal. And so I felt like important, and I was seen as a customer, and I was valuable to her. And so like just taking that like little extra step of like personalizing it, it definitely has like made me remember the experience of buying from her and getting the item. And it was more like an experience to open it and everything.
Okay. That is nice when people personalize things and make you feel like you're not just another customer. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really big core component of this, as well as that personalization, that that detail, that touch that has you feel special, you know, like, oh, they actually care. I'm not just a number or not just a dollar in their bank for their board of, you know, like I actually matter. Yeah. Cool. Thanks for sharing that. Tara, would you be open to check in with Ren? R-E-N.
Sure. Can I see those questions?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Ren.
Hey, Tara.
Hello. Let's see. I don't know how to do another one. Okay, what was specifically valuable about the product, service, technology company, and how was the value delivered?
So what was valuable about it, and how was it delivered? I'm thinking back to my train trip to Virginia when I went to visit my friend for my 40th, and it was my first and so far only train trip. And my husband and I decided to get the bedroom option because he's so tall, nothing else would really fit him. And I didn't realize that it came with meals included. And that was just like, holy shit. I kind of felt like royalty, like the whole trip.
Wow.
From the time we went into the lounge, which I felt a little out of place because it was so incredibly nice. I'm not used to that nice. And like just all the way, like the staff was amazing. The like all the way through, everybody was not just nice and polite, but like they clearly enjoyed their jobs, and they, you know, they treated all of the passengers amazingly, not just us, but sorry, I'm fading.
It was like an experience, like they, yeah, your comfort was met, and
Yeah, and exceeded for the most part. I mean, it's a train, so I mean, it's not going to be, I mean, don't expect too much because it is a train, but for what it is, it was amazing. It was, yeah. I'm not sure if I answered that well, but I tried.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Awesome. Oh, sorry, Tara, go ahead.
Nope, that's all.
Cool. All right. Yeah, Ren, thanks for sharing that. That actually, and we're going to talk a lot more about like how to create extreme value when we get to the marketing section of the elements.
Yeah.
But bonuses and unexpected bonuses are such a way, such a great way. Like, oh my gosh. So keep that in mind as you're, you know, exploring ideas and business models or your audience, like, okay, like, you know, what are their pain points and like what kinds of bonuses would be really valuable for them? So thanks for doing that, Ren. Cool. Let's see here. Ren, will you check in with Jessica?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ooh, so Jessica, which needs or core values of yours were met when you received this extreme value?
Oh, cool. I was just looking at that question, being like, how does this align with my core values? So perfect. So I'm actually, the product that I have in mind is my camping tent. When I upgrade it, it has just surprised me with how functional it is and how there's like little features that I never knew that I needed or that I would appreciate, but they're like all in my faces and totally practical. And it's beautiful. It like at the side, it always just looks really nice. I love the color, and it makes me feel happy to be on an adventure and have like a space that I know that's going to keep me dry at night, no matter what the situation is. So in terms of the core values, I think it supports my need for exploration and freedom and appreciating the beauty of nature around me, especially at night when the flaps are rolled up and stargazing as I fall asleep. It's just like a stunning experience, and it's easy to pop up, so I can do it with grace without getting like super frustrated about, you know, like being in a rush and being confused about like what goes next. So yeah, it's just it's a really good quality purchase that I know it's going to last a while, and it's been a great companion on some really fun adventures.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, seriously, I think I need that tent.
Yeah, what kind of tent is it, Jess?
I don't even know the brand name, which is kind of the sad part. I'll have to go check and look it up and
cool. Yeah, post it. That's great. I feel like we're doing like free advertising for our for the companies we love, which is great. Thanks for sharing that. And something you mentioned is also really good to keep in mind, the anticipating our customers' needs and like kind of like with bonuses, right? Like build things into whatever it is that we are offering that they're like, oh my God, I'm so glad that they have this little pocket, or like, I'm so glad that they did it up, right?
Cool. Yeah.
Right. Jess, will you check in with Ashley?
Yes, I will. How you doing, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good also. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. What positive stories or beliefs about yourself or the company or product or service occurred throughout your experience?
Okay, so I'll give background on what I'm, the company that I'm thinking or that I have in mind is, it's my local gym, and they're great. They're all about tailoring to you and community, and which is an added bonus and all kinds of things, but they also hold you very accountable. Like legit, the co-founder or the co-owner will text me during the week if I haven't been into class and be like, hey, I haven't seen you in class this week. Consistency is key. What class can I sign you up for? And
it legit makes me, I'm like, oh shit, well now I have to answer and I have to get back to you and tell you what class I want you to sign me up. And then he'll go and immediately sign me up for the class, which is some great customer service. And then also when I was traveling a lot, they have created this like spreadsheet template of different workouts you can do while you're traveling, whether you're like bare bones just in your hotel room and need to get something done really quick, or you actually have your workout clothes and can go to the hotel gym or whatever, different levels. But anyway, so they adapt, they personalize, they're flexible, which is awesome. The positive stories or beliefs about myself that I have occurred is that I can stick to a workout and keep going pretty consistently. As well as it's a different type of workout than I'm used to doing. So I've tried something new and stuck with it and I'm doing pretty well with it. So just the fact that they're there to hold you accountable has been super helpful, but just being able to stick with it and do it on a consistent basis has been helpful, because in the fitness realm of things, I used to be really, really good about it, but then I went through some health stuff and that was probably like 8-9 years ago. And then it's been hard ever since to get on to anything consistently. So now I've kind of finally found that, and it's because of some of the things that they've done. So yeah.
That sounds super awesome. Their attention to what you need sounds to be like totally on point. Is that like a single ownership gym, or is it like franchise, or yeah, it's just a
It's single. They just, it's a British couple who moved here probably like 1.5 years ago, and they just opened up the gym here locally like 1 year ago. And I've been going to it since March. So, but yeah, it's cool that it's a local, it's another small business kind of entrepreneur type thing, which also kind of like, oh, I'm helping a smaller company, which is cool. So.
Yeah, totally. Totally. Awesome. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. That's huge. I mean, what a sell for them in the most positive way to help someone like you that's really struggled, you know, in the past several years with getting into a consistent routine and being able to help you do that that's amazing, right?
Yeah,
on both of your behalf. So
right. Yeah, no, it's cool. Like the attention to detail, or the fact that the owner is like sitting there texting you and notices when you haven't been in, it's kind of sometimes annoying, I won't lie, but it's just awesome that they'll do that and they'll work with you. And you know, if you're traveling or whatever, they really do want to try to help you. So it's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. So ladies, as you're exploring your business ideas and your ideal customers and markets, think about value delivery through things like that customization, or like checking in personally with people, or having your team or your assistant check in with people. Those touch points are invaluable. Like that can be the difference between a super fan and a customer. So cool. Thanks for sharing that, Ash. That's great. Would you check in with Amy?
Yes, I will. Hey, thanks. Amy. Let me scroll down and see you because I can't see you.
Hi, Ash.
There. Hey. I am going to ask you the first question. What was specifically valuable about the product, service, technology, or company, and how was that value delivered?
Okay, so this isn't glamorous, but the first thing that popped into my head when you asked us to come up with something was this local tire company. Their name is Creamery Tires, and they're like, I think they have 2 locations now, but I still go to the original. I think the second location's really kind of new. But I mean, when I say amazing customer service, it is like top notch. I mean, you have to go, like if you're going on a Saturday morning, you literally have to go probably like 1 hour before they open, so that you're not waiting like 3 hours, because the line is like out the door, around the garage. It's crazy how many people show up for this place. So, you know, whenever I'm getting my car inspected and they're like, oh, you need 2 back tires, you know, do you want us to throw them on? I'm always like, absolutely not. I'm good. I'll get it handled, you know, and I go to my Creamery Tires and wait in line. And it's just, it's so worth it, because you get up to the counter And if you're a regular, I mean, I'm a regular, but I mean, it's tires. It's not like I'm going every week. I go like, you know, twice a year, maybe, if not even that. And they know your name. They, you know, ask about your family. Every person is like, every person there is just kind. They're honest. Like, they'll be upfront with you. They explain things to you because I don't know anything about tires. So they kind of explain the different options. Even the mechanics, like, they're all young, you know, younger guys, but they're all guys and girls. And just so, so nice. It's just such a great experience. Like, I don't mind spending my 2 hours on Saturday morning there because it's so worth it. And they have free coffee. So it's a great place. It's just funny that I thought of this tire place, but that's my pick for unbelievable value.
Awesome. It definitely sounds like they provide a great level of, or an amazing level of customer service. Really, it's in your head so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, they're awesome. That and I just so like it because they're small. They're a family owned, you know, again, supporting the local business. So I love it.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, I'm just sitting over here listening to you and I'm like, this is a testimonial, right? Like, this is every company's dream is to have an Amy feel that way about themselves, right? Well, so,
that all you I ladies feel about I'm like, maybe I should open up a tire company as I look at the lines of like 100 people every Saturday morning. But no, I won't add that to my list.
Oh, but that's something to pay attention to, is like, what market or what audience is not being served in that way, right? Sure. Like, so many are not being over delivered to and cared for. And that's a way, even if there's 50 coffee companies in a town, and if all of them are kind of like, meh, you know, if you're the coffee company that like kicks ass and like goes above and beyond, or the tire company, or, you know, whatever,
right,
then that's part of the success equation for sure. So I love that you came up with something that is like relatively kind of mundane, or not something that we usually get all fired up about. And like, hearing you speak about tires like that is such a great example of like what we're shooting for here. So thanks, Amy.
No problem.
Super cool. Will you check in with Bryn, and then we'll close the circle after that with Bryn checking in with Jasmine.
Sure.
Cool. I will share my screen. Yes, I
okay.
do. Okay. Sorry. Here we go.
Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay. Let me see. I guess I'll go with that third one down. What needs or core values of yours were met through this product, service, technology company?
Okay, I'm going to go with my hairdresser. I've been with her, let's see, her oldest daughter is 13 now, so I've been with her for 13 years.
Wow.
And she's amazing. She's really good at what she does, number one. And that's something that I value quite a bit. Obviously, as someone that's good at what they do. And I love her, you know, listening. She's entertaining while I'm sitting there in the chair. She tells stories about her kids that I just love to listen to. And of course she asked me about how my life is going. And she's just really, I couldn't even imagine going to anybody else. One time I had to go to someone else because she was out for surgery and it was horrible. And I let her know how horrible it was. but as far as core values, I think integrity is one of the core values that she meets. I think she has a lot of integrity. She really cares about what she does. She's really, you know, really cares about teaching about hairstyling and hair care. Not something I'm passionate about by any means, but if someone's going to be working on me, I want them to be passionate about it.
Exactly.
So that's the big one, I think, is integrity.
Nice. And does she work in a salon or like out of her home?
She works in a salon. Yeah.
Oh, she does. Okay.
Yeah. And the
salon. I love your hair.
Oh, thank you.
I love the look. It's awesome. It's very funky, well, and I love it.
And this here was, I was frustrated because I would get this little patch of gray.
Well, that's Ryan Gray.
Right.
So maybe I should do that.
She actually suggested this. She suggested I just highlight the, and it works. You can't tell the grays there anymore.
Right.
When it pops out. So I see her this Saturday too. So, and the salon itself, it's a really, it's got a wonderful atmosphere. It's very comfortable. It's very modern. And it's just has a high energy feel. It's just an overall great experience every time I go.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. Great example of, you know, probably, I don't know, how many hairdressers do you think there might be in like a 50-mile radius of where you live, Bryn?
Geez, I don't know, 50?
Right, at least, right?
Yeah.
And you have such customer loyalty to this hairdresser. Absolutely. For these reasons, that you've gone there for 13 years.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, great example. Something that you and Amy actually both touched on is that you felt informed, like the person or the company would like teach you and inform you about the tires or about the hair. And empowering our customer, empowering our audience, and helping them feel like they are in the driver's seat of the purchasing experience, whether that's real or perceived, is a very powerful and important thing as well. So I appreciate that you spoke to that part of it as well. All right, wrapping this out, Bryn, would you be willing to check in with Jasmine?
Absolutely.
I will share my screen. I don't know why I keep saying that out loud. Go ahead.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, Bryn. How you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. When or how did you know that you were experiencing extreme value, and how were your expectations exceeded?
So actually my I had a hesitation for this one that I was choosing because some of you come from corporate, and this is my experience is actually with the Vanguard, which is like the most corporate of corporate that exists, that came to my mind. So sorry for all you like, get out of corporate. I swear they take notes. And I find that actually in like a lot of my experiences, when you guys are all talking about it's really personal, they remember, or they have a story, or that it, I think that's like that human connection is what makes us feel valued at the core anyways. And I just, every time I'm on the phone with them, and most recently it's been a decent amount over the past few months, because my grandmother passed and we have like a lot of logisticals to figure out, and they just, I know they're working professionals, and I don't know how many phone calls they get a day, but my phone calls with them can be 45 minutes, sometimes an hour. And I can sound like a bumbling idiot and I don't know what questions to ask, and they will work through all of my concerns and my questions, and they don't make me feel rushed and they don't make me feel stupid. And they help me to get to the point that I like feel comfortable hanging up the phone and saying thank you, rather than just like, oh, go figure it out. Or, oh, that's not like what I'm here to help you with. I'm like just a password service person. You need to call somebody else for, it's like, Jesus. So it's actually been, that's been a really great experience. They've been really, I wrote down like, they're like very genial, over the top length of time, depth of knowledge. They're not soliciting me either. Like, I know they can sell me a service. They're not asking me to sign up for a Roth. They're not asking me to give money. They're just literally helping me to answer questions I am looking to answer. So you almost like feel like you're buddies, but you know you're not buddies. They're just like a low man on the totem pole answering like a customer's question. So that is when I knew that I felt like the value was exceeded, because I felt like we had a connection when we have no connection at all whatsoever. And yeah, I think that was it. I actually had two things I have to say. You, Bryn, you made a comment about like, you told her it was like not a good experience. I really believe in that. I think like everybody needs to get the positive and the negative to be able to fully serve their customer. And I'm the person that like at the end of every call, if it goes well, I ask to speak to a manager. And at the end of every call, if it doesn't go well, I ask to speak to a manager. And like, I always give feedback because how else can you be like a better service?
Right.
So I think it's good. Absolutely. As long as you're respectful, I think it's great that you did that.
Yeah.
And then touching on like the passionate aspect, like you're like, I'm so glad she's passionate about doing hair. I'm so glad this Vanguard person is so passionate about like that. I want to know what the difference between the different types, because like, I don't need to Google for 3 hours. He'll just answer it for me because he's so like knowledgeable and enjoys talking about it. So I think like that comes through.
I had a similar experience. You reminded me, my mother passed 3 years ago and she had a Vanguard account. And I had the same experience. They were just amazing.
Yeah. So awesome. I think it always comes back to that personal connection. Like it goes back to the wrapping of the gift. It goes back to the tire company because they know your name. It goes back to it's like intertwined in every single thing that everyone has said so far.
Mm. Yeah. Thanks for summarizing that so well. Yeah, definitely. Because it really comes down to people, right? Like our business is about, we think, or I used to think that it was about products and services and prices and money and all of these like kind of top layer things. But at the core of this, it's about service. It's about providing value for people or the planet in some very important capacity. And that, that care and that attention and that personal touch is like, it is the difference between gold and platinum, you know, when it comes to like the stages of our business. So cool. All right, ladies. It is over time. So anyone that needs to hop off, feel free to do so. Thank you so much for participating in that exercise. That was like, for me, that was amazing to listen to like your personal experiences around receiving value and what you found valuable about it. That was super great. I would be happy to hear any takeaways or insights or questions that you ladies have from the call. So if you want to share that, we'll do a quick fire round of takeaways. But if you do have to hop off, totally understand. And thanks for being here. Raise your hand if you need to hop off, but you do want to share a takeaway. All right. If you just need to straight hop off, that's okay too. Thanks for being here. cool. All right. Who's down to do a quick takeaway round? Anyone? Jess? Thank you. Oh, cool. Okay, cool. Jessica, takeaway.
I really love your extreme value. I feel like that is going to like repeat itself in my head as I'm trying to think of all of the different ways that I could potentially serve my new client base in the future. Just what is going to be extreme value?
Yay. Awesome. Thanks for digging that. There's a whole circle of people that's probably sprinkled around the world now. So if you ever hear someone say that, you're like, are you from San Francisco? Cool. Join the club. Yay. Ashley, take away.
I think it just opened my eyes up to the very many different ways that you can serve people, but that it all comes back to human connection and the personal touch and all of that. And I think human connection comes, it doesn't even have to be for your business. It's everything in life. And it's just cool to also see how that comes back to the business side of things too. And so that's my takeaway.
Cool. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah. I'm so grateful that you're able to like see that a new kind of layer of perspective.
Yay. Right.
Yeah. Tara, takeaway.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Takeaway. Sorry, guys. I don't have anything specific in mind. Just grateful for the community here and the chance to check in and have real people hear about ups and downs and things like that. So that's all.
Thanks for that. Yeah. I appreciate that takeaway. Yeah. You need to feel good. Awesome. Also, thanks. Tara, I have an ask. If you would be willing to share the feedback that you received from that marketing person or friend of a friend, if you'd be willing to just share like what you found valuable or what you found insightful
from
them, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like in the team.
Yeah. In the Facebook group.
Yes. I will do that. Yes.
Brilliant. All right. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Cool. Amy, take away.
So I just really loved hearing everyone else's idea of value and like what was valuable to them, because you know, I was kind of just making a list of them, because what might be valuable to me, you know, might not be valuable to someone else, and vice versa. So it's nice to kind of, you know, when I'm thinking of what I want to do with my business, to kind of incorporate not just what's valuable to me, but what's valuable to, you know, the majority. So, you know, again, it was a lot of a human connection, which I love. But just, you know, with products themselves, like just having the little extras that make life that little bit easier or save a little bit of extra time, and just having knowledge, and it was just great. It was a great little round table, and I loved hearing it all. So thank
Beautiful.
You.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. I'm really grateful that that was insightful for you. And, just as a little teaser here, so module or element 4 is going to help you even more deeply understand that your business is actually about a small group of super fans and what they find valuable as you think of what it is you want to create for the world and how to combine those things. So I'm excited for all of you to experience that. And I think, Amy, this is going to be so helpful as you're like looking at this list that you're trying to distill. The parameters of the next couple of elements, especially this next one, are going to be really, I think, helpful guides. So cool. Yay. Let's see. Who hasn't shared it? I lost track. Jasmine.
Yeah, I actually have a few takeaways. One that came up was, Ashley, when you were talking, it made me the accountability that you get from your gym. I almost need a personal assistant to do that for me, like across all domains, I feel like right now. I wrote down accountability app with a question mark because I know they're out there, and maybe if anyone uses them, or Fawn, if you have a suggestion, because like, it's not like I don't think appropriate for me to be like, hey Fawn, check in with me on like this, so if I can't do it quite yet on my own, but I want to be held accountable, I think there's a way and like a service that probably somebody has already thought of that I could use. So I really like that from you, Ash. And then I also took away when you were talking about when she was talking about the line for the tires, I was just thinking of like, well, what in my area is slammed? What service is sought after? What place is known to be the best? What place is known to be like, you can't get in the door, and like, is there a market there? And like, and, or like something globally, like why are they backed up? Why are they so good? I love that. And then finally, I think that getting into like my own inner psychology as a consumer, like what we were just talking about, what really matters to me, because I don't probably question that on the regular. And I think it would be interesting to dive into that, like really nitpick myself, which I feel like I'm doing in a lot of other realms, but not purchasing. So cool. Yeah, I'm questioning like everything in life, but then like not why I bought McDonald's, you know, they're like two separate entities.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks for sharing those takeaways. So Jessica just typed a great idea, and that light bulb went off over my head too. Like, Amy and Jazz, do you guys want to be accountability buddies?
Oh.
Feel free to have a side conversation about that if you'd like. Okay. That could be a solution. I don't know actually of an accountability app. I know there's a lot out there, but I just haven't had the bandwidth to find a good one. But if there's nothing that you can, this is a great example of like, if there's nothing that you can find that works for you, there's your business idea, right? Like, create a better accountability app. Who doesn't need one of those? So yeah, something to, you know, think about as you're exploring that. Cool. Thanks for your takeaways, ladies. I think everybody shared theirs. Beautiful. All right. So Element 4 is going to be rolling out in the next couple of days, and definitely by the, what's today, Tuesday, Thursday, the first portion of Element 4 will be rolled out, and you ladies are going to learn so, hopefully, so much about all of this good stuff, but especially around this question of like, not like, first of all, how do I come up with my business idea or ideas? How do I vet them? How do I weigh them out? How do I, like, which ones are good ones, which ones are not? So there's that. But then once you come up with your business idea, how do you shape and form it in a way that where it's not only viable, but it's exceptional and it's scalable and it's like, you know, all those good things. So that's all headed your way. And I'm going to post in the Facebook group, because I realize next Tuesday is Christmas Eve and the following Tuesday is New Year's Eve. So I'm going to see what we can do as a group to like land on something that works for everybody with all of that. So anyhow, thanks for being here, ladies. Feel free to post your next 2 week goals in the Facebook group as well. And I'll make a post about that too. Okay. Good night for real.
Bye guys. Thank you.
Lots of love. Good night.
Bye.